You're listening to a special edition of the Weekly Parsha Podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramah Beis Shemesh, Israel, 5784, 2024. We are getting ready for the Shavuos holiday. 49 days we've counted. Tonight is the 50th from Pesach until Shavuos. We'll leave Egypt, count 7 weeks. We receive the Torah at Mount Sinai, at Har Sinai. I'd like to share with you a Medrash, and the Medrash teaches us something foundational. You know, when we celebrate a holiday in Judaism, it's not a celebration of something that happened 3,300 years ago. It's a celebration of something that happened and has an impact and reverberates throughout history down to our very time. And I'd like to share with you a Medrash that very much expresses this idea. It says like this. Vayidaber Elokim, he's called Varma Ela Lemor. God spoke all of these matters, and he said, Amar Rav Yitzchak says, Mashan Avim Asidim Lesnabais B'chol Dor V'dor Kiblu Mehar Sinai. Every single thing, every single statement of a prophet that's going to be spoken generations later, hundreds of years later, thousands of years later, after Mount Sinai, was something that was already said, was already received on Mount Sinai. Shekein Moshe Amar Lahem L'Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jewish people, and this is in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 14, Ki es asher yesh nei po yimanu hayoim, oimin hayoim, es asher einenu po yimanu hayoim. There are those who stand with us today, and there are those who don't stand with us today, who are not here at this time, but all of us receive the Torah. Imanu omen hayoim en ksivkan ela imanu hayoim. It doesn't say standing with us here today. It says rather, who is with us today? Ela hanashomis hasidos. We're not just talking about people who are standing there or not. We're talking about the souls that in the future, hasidos liboros, sheim b'hem mamish. You can't talk about them having stood there or not, because they didn't have any physical presence. Shelo nemar b'hem amido. Right? It doesn't say that they stood here. It just says that they are not with us, or they are with us. Even though that soul was not there at that time, the soul was not present at that time, but it received that which belonged to it. Which is interesting, just insofar as when we talk about what a prophet says, when we talk about what a Navi says, which is a statement for the Jewish people that they need to receive in that moment, a word of Musar, a word of hope, right? That's something that is waiting. That's his divine purpose. That's the essence of his soul. But that statement, that word, the teaching that he had to teach, it was already there and waiting for him until he would come into the world. V'cheinu Aymer, Masdavar Hashem al Yisrael biad Malachi. The pasuk says in Malachi, the first chapter, the first verse, that which is the word of God, which was spoken to the people of Israel through Malachi, in the hand of Malachi, it says. Bimei Malachi le'nemer. It doesn't say in the time of Malachi. It'll be Yad Malachi. Why does it say in his hand? Shekvar hoisa hanavua biyodei mehar Sinai. That soul, Malachi's soul, had in its hand the very Navua, the very prophecy that he was going to speak hundreds of years later. It was in his hand from before. He just wasn't given permission to say the Nevuah. Isaiah the prophet also says, from the time that I was, there I am. What does this mean? From the day that the Torah was given at Mount Sinai, I was there. My soul received the Nevuah, received this prophecy. But he didn't have permission. He had it already in his hand. His soul, the mission, was imbued into him, into his soul, all the way back in time, 3,300 years ago. But it took a few hundred years or a thousand years for it to be the time for it to be said. I read that already. And here's the part that is the most relevant to me and you. V'leikol anavim bilvad kiblu misina nevuason. Not only is this true of the prophets who received their nevuah, the prophecy that they would say was already said to them, was already given over into their hand, entrusted to them, all the way back to Mount Sinai, but it's also true. Elav ha'chachamim ha'amid b'chol dar v'dor. The wise people of each and every generation. And I'll be more precise in the translation. The wise people who stand up in each and every generation. Kol echad v'echad kibel es shalei misinai. Each and every one of them received his portion at Mount Sinai. So, if we're speaking right now, if your rabbi is talking, if I'm talking, if you're saying over your own Torah thoughts, don't think that you made it up, says the Medrash. We receive it at Mount Sinai. We received it. V'cheinu oimer, Pasuk says in Devarim, Es ha-devarim ha-eila diber Hashem el kol ka'alchem kol godav le-Yosef. An amazing thing. All of these words Hashem spoke to the entire congregation of the Jewish people. A great sound, a great voice that never ends. It gets louder and louder. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Kol echo nechlak l'shiva koilis v'im nechlakim l'ayin loshen. Rabbi Yechanan tells us a secret. You know it's a secret because of the numbers that he used. He says there's one voice, one sound which is split into seven, which further splits into 70 languages. When you have one voice, the concept of one, as it splits into seven or 70, right, we know that the number 70 relates to the fact that there are shivim panim la-Torah, there are 70 facets, 70 different ways of looking at the Torah, but really what it means is that each and every one of us has our own, the Torah speaks, but we each hear the Torah in our language. We each hear the Torah as it applies to us. We're obligated to try our best to understand, what does the Torah say to me? What is God's message for me? What is Hashem's will for me personally? As Rabbi Yechanan seems to be saying. But it's a voice that we all heard at Mount Sinai. We heard the same voice, but we all heard it individually. The Torah speaks to us individually. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omar, interesting, Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish were the two Bar Plukta. They would often argue in the Gemara. Rabbi Yechanan was Makariv Reb Shimon ben Lakish, brought him into the fold, brought him back into learning Torah. So Reish Lakish says, Shemimenu nisnabu kol anavim sh'amdu. Reish Lakish says the indication of the pasuk is that Hashem spoke then, and that voice, as we said in the beginning of the Medrash, that voice speaks through all the generations. Rabbi Yechanan is saying it's manifest to each individual in their own language, in their own understanding. And Reish Lakish says it's manifest throughout time. Rabbanan Amri Shleihoya Loi Baskol. The Rabbanan say that the indication of this pasuk is that it wasn't an echo of God's voice, but it's actually the voice itself. We heard the voice itself of Hashem. Let's see the continuation of the Medrash. Amar Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Reb Yonasan, Mahu kol Hashem b'koyach. What does it mean in the verse when it says that the voice of Hashem is in power? Eshulam ikein. V'aloi malach echad ein kol b'ri yichoy lamed b'koyloi. If you have one malach, one angel of God, nobody can withstand the power of that angel if it would speak. Shenemar ugviyasi ketarshish v'kol dvar v'kol hamoin. V'kodesh boruch hu shekazav v'halo yasa shemem v'sa'arz ani moli tzorech ledavar b'koyach. If Hashem speaks, right, let's see what it says over here. What does Hashem need to speak loudly? Or is Hashem, there's two different ways I could understand this. Either it means that Hashem speaks so loudly that you can't possibly withstand that type of voice, or Hashem speaks in a way that doesn't need any effort. So what does it mean when it says kol Hashem b'koach? So the Medrash says ela kol Hashem b'koach b'koach kol koilis. Al dait der bechna hadak ro masayel shenemar Hashem yitain oimer mevasvis tzavarov. What does this mean? The Yitzhak explains, the kol echa kifi koicha lefi kol aroi elov. Hazakein lefi koicha mabachur lefi koichon. Hashem speaks to us. When we hear the voice, the amazing thing about Hashem's voice is that when it speaks to us, it speaks to us where we are. If I'm an old person, it speaks to me in the voice that an old person needs to hear. A person has life experience, so he hears a different thing. There's something that's going to inspire you, depending on where you are in your station in life. And you might hear the same voice, you might hear the same Dvar Torah, you might listen to this Dvar Torah and come out of it with one idea. And you might listen to it and come out with a different idea. Then that's the power of Torah, that it's all-encompassing. And that's the power of the original Torah that was given, the voice of Hashem that spoke at Mount Sinai. I'm going to read to you a little bit more from the Yitzchak Mishin, but the Bekoyach Kol HaKoyles Mashma Shoyaya Hefresh Ben HaKoyles Shezen Namach V'zeh Gadol Koylech Lefi Koychoy. The indication here is that the voice was louder or softer according to what a person could handle. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there was one voice. The only difference was that it split down into 70 different languages. He says that the last thing that's brought in the Medrash is coming according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, I'm not going to get into this. But what I would like to bring down and try to understand for ourselves what we can take out of this is that we think of Matan Torah as perhaps a celebration of something that happened in the past, or we think of it as something which, it's a night of learning Torah, it's a night of receiving the Torah anew. But the Medrash is saying something much deeper than that. The Medrash is saying that the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sound of His voice as He gave the Torah to the Jewish people, it never stopped. It speaks through the generations, and even when we speak today, it's like we're being transported in a time machine to the year 2448 when God spoke and God gave the Torah to the Jewish people at Mount Sinai. There's nothing new that we're saying. Even though it's very new, even though it's the biggest chiddush, you can say an unbelievable idea in the Torah that nobody ever thought of, that no one ever heard of. But it's not new, because at the same time, it's so new. Because everything that happened on the 6th of Sivan, in the year 2448, that voice that was heard, was the newest voice. It was the foundation of creation. So it was the newness. The Torah is the blueprint of creation. The Torah is the foundation of creation. And so if we're speaking now and we're saying something, it's because we heard it then. A prophet said something, Hashem promises in the Torah that the Jewish people are going to enter the land of Israel and we're going to make mistakes. We're going to need to be chastised. It's going to be necessary to tell us off and to put us back in our place. And the Nevi'im had that Nevuah, the foundation for that Nevuah. It was there. It was something that they received all the way back in the year 2448. And it took time for it to be expressed, but really, what this Medrash seems to be saying, there's a kol gadol v'leYosef, which means that the voice, the sound that we're still hearing today attaches us. It's a time machine. Vav Sivan, as we go into Shavuos, we're entering into a time machine, my friends. We're entering into a vortex, a time vortex. We're beyond time and space. We're back in the year 2448. What we received then, we received it then. And now it's manifest. And what is manifest in the year 5784? What is the Torah that we're supposed to hear today? So amazingly, as we read a Medrash together, which was written 1500, 2000 years ago, I don't know exactly when it was written down, but what we're really doing as we read a Medrash together, as we read the Chumash, which was written 3,300 years ago, as we study the Torah, the Gemara, the Talmud, as we even study the newer Svarim, it's the Ramchal, or whether it's the Nefesh HaChaim, any of the Svarim that are written today, or in the last 500 years, whatever, we need to understand that we are in the time machine. And we're in the time machine, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sees all of time as one, there's a Kol Galav Lo Yosef. It's not just that that voice of Hashem extends to us where we are in time, but it's really us being drawn back to that moment. And also, in implicit in that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God who spoke at that moment, sees all of time and extends his voice out into all of time, because all of time for him, he's Yudke Vavke, he was, he is, he will be, for all, for him, for God, time is all the same. There's no past, present, future. God is omnipresent. He's beyond time. And so he knows what needs to be said and when it needs to be said and how it will unravel and how it will manifest. But it's all there at the beginning, because the beginning, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah, the end is embedded in the beginning and the beginning is embedded in the end. Sof Maaseh B'Machshava Techila. All that unravels in time is really expressed in thought, in the original thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so here we are, 3,300 years later, trying to figure out what indeed is it that's in our hand. Malachi, in his hand, he had a nevuah, he had a prophecy that was for his time, but it was in his hand since the time of Har Sinai. Yeshaya Hanavi, he had a prophecy that was in his hand. And each one of us, we can grab on, we can access, we can look at, we can try to understand what is it that is the message for me in this moment, which the Torah put in the bottle. We found, it's, you know, it's like it's, we're on the beach and we find a bottle, and inside of the bottle we open it up and there's a message from thousands of years ago. Can you imagine that? The excitement. What is the message? We have that little bottle. We have that little lost treasure chest, and it's called the Torah. And it speaks to me right here, right now. It's a message that was placed here in the bottle with forethought, with the vision, with the awareness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God himself, knows where all of history will go, where it will head. And he knew there's going to be a Jew in the land of Israel in a place called Ramah Beit Shemesh, who's going to be saying over a Dvar Torah that's going to be listened to in all kinds of different locations in the world, in Israel, in Europe, in America. And he planted this very Dvar Torah right here for us to hear, so that we can know that the Torah is relevant. It's as new can be. It's always relevant, it's always new. It always has to do with us, because it was given then, but it was really given today. It was really given now. The Torah, the amazing thing that this Medrash is saying is that although the Torah was given 3,300 years ago, it was given today. And so, I want to bless you and I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us. That we should be able to hear, to look for, to unearth the amazing hidden message, the amazing hidden treasure that's contained within the Torah, that each and every one of us has an opportunity to learn. We should be able to recognize and resonate with a message that's for each and every one of us individually. We should be able to hear in our language, in the very way that we are lit up, in the very way that we are inspired. Hashem should help us to hear what we need to hear from the Torah. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shavuos. We'll see you again another time. This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.